Okay, and to wrap up tonight's very special evening, we're joined by Roger Penske, the newest inductee into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Roger, maybe open it up with some thoughts on tonight, a well-deserved honor for you.
Well, I guess this press conference tops any win at any track that I've been at. This is a real special night, you know, for me personally, and to have my family here and many of our business partners, and the support of the other eight Hall of Fame members that I know so well that have, you know, preceded me. But it's amazing when I was when Les Richter got in the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio for football, and you people in Cooperstown for baseball. But to see what this sport has been able to do, and to see tonight the fans and the people that are here, you can't dream about this. I guess it happens, and I'm the fortunate one in 2019 to be one of the five. So I thank everybody who was involved in the panel, and as I said, Winston and the whole Hall of Fame people who make it happen.
If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you, and we'll start with Jacob in the front.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Roger, you've certainly spent some time crafting this team and your lineup in the Cup Series the last couple years. What did it mean to you tonight to have your three Cup drivers that you basically handpicked be the ones to help welcome you into the Hall?
Well, you know, I think it's a byproduct of, you know, how we run our business. We want to bring people in who've got talent and want to grow, because you look at our crew chiefs, you know, both in Indy and NASCAR. You look at our drivers, there are people that have come up on the team. It's some of what Rick Hendrick has done with Jeff. I mean, we invest, you know, in the future. And the culmination tonight is to see, you know, those three young guys up there who are going to be around maybe a lot longer than I will be, but will be real winners. And to see what they delivered, you know, the last half of this season, you know, every one of them was just amazing. So to have them up there and help me, you know, get into the Hall of Fame, just, you know, their being here was special.
Mark.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Roger, how do you possibly think about everything you've done in racing? I mean, as a driver all the way to now, how do you process all the highs and the success and the accomplishments, both in the driver's seat and as an owner, that you've been able to accumulate and now climaxing with this?
Well, I'm always looking out the windshield. So I'm looking for the next opportunity. And I think I always tell my wife I got another opportunity. She says I don't want to hear about it. But, you know, that's probably something that I look forward to. It keeps you young. It keeps you motivated. And, you know, certainly the history, when it all piles up and you step back for a minute, you know, it's hard to believe. But it's taken thousands of people that have been part of our organization, and the continuity, I mentioned it tonight, with 25% of our people have been with us over 10 years, you know, it's amazing. And our partners, you know, 12 years, the average of those. These are things that you build on if you have that continuity. And we said that the human capital is our secret weapon. So, you know, really, you know, I'm just looking forward to 2019. I told the story, I think, to someone here in the last couple of days, that after we won the championship at Miami Homestead, Travis Geisler went home and put a 2019 calendar on everybody's desk. So he thinks the same way.
Roger, is this all beyond what you could have ever expected when you started your racing career?
Well, when I sat in 1951 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with my dad watching Lee Wallard win, I had no idea I'd be in the Hall of Fame in NASCAR for sure. So, you know, it's certainly special. And you know, think about before tonight, there are only 45 people that have been in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, it's a class group of individuals from so many different parts of the sport. And just to be able to say I'm one of them now is amazing.
Lee?
Can I call you Mr. Fun, too?
What?
I said, can I call you Mr. Fun, too?
Yeah, I thought that was good. I said I was going to be the captain tonight. You like that when I said
that? That was good. What was it about that time when your father took you to your first race? What was it that you felt that it just resonated with you and set you on the course that you took?
Well, I always liked cars as a young man. And, you know, I worked at a gas station when I was 14 years old and, you know, was around cars. And I think that that just multiplied itself. And, you know, we got to the track late and we were supposed to go to someone's house. Even in those days, the sponsors of laps had their cars from the previous year. And I remember we went to the house, everybody's at the track, and I got to sit in the car, put the helmet on. So I guess maybe when I put that helmet on, it made the difference. But, you know, it was key, and I didn't race for a long time, obviously, but I was able to take, you know, the racing instincts I had and experience and put that together to be sure as I tried to help the next person that drove for us that I understood the trials and tribulations that an individual goes through to be a great racer. And I think that just built on itself, and with Donahue and Mears and, you know, just Rusty and, you know, Bobby Allison, just to mention a few. And then, you know, the superstars that we have today, both on the NASCAR and IndyCar side, you know them yourself. It's a pretty great group, and I'll do anything. You know, we don't buy a driver or have a driver pay for us. We look at you for what you are and what we think we can do with you as a partner.
Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. This year was an amazing year for Team Penske. You got your first Brickyard with Brad. Will won the Indy 500 again. Is there anything that's left on your motorsports bucket list at this point?
Well, I'd like to win the 24-hour race at Le Mans. That would be the next one. But with the rules the way they are, I'm not sure we can do that. But look, we want to go on and win titles. I want to see Brad get another championship. I want to see Ryan Blaney get a championship. Those are really key. And you know, certainly the guys who are on the IndyCar side, Pagenaud and Power, you know, winning at Indy, and, you know, if Elliott could get his fourth, those are really things that are in our sight. It's just a matter, can we execute and make that happen?
Peter Strada with TSJ Sports. Roger, you had drivers from NASCAR, IndyCar, and IMSA tonight. How special is it to have all those drivers from all those different series here tonight?
I just think that shows, you know, what a family we have. You know, there's an opportunity here tonight for, you know, someone to get an accolades, and, you know, we're all here to, you know, support, and I really appreciate it. You know, not only the drivers, but, you know, Travis and Michael and just so many of the team members, all the crew chiefs are here tonight too, so that's pretty special.
Yep, if you raise your hand.
Congratulations again this evening. I'm with Carolina Kid News TV show, and I work to inspire kids for greatness. What advice would you give to youth seeking to be successful?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
What advice would you give to youth? I'm with a youth media group. What advice would you give to a youth that is seeking success?
You're talking about what I would give students, you said?
Yes, sir. What advice would you give to a youth that is
youth.
Seeking to...
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think I've said it before. You've got to have the will, and you've got to obviously want to execute in anything that you do. I mean, whether you're going to be a paper boy or you're going to work, and I think at the end of the day, you know, we live in a country today that's troubled in many different ways, but it gives anybody that has the effort and wants to put it in and wants to be a winner, I think we have that ground that we stand on and live on every day. So I would just say that it's up to you. Look in the mirror. If you want something, go get it.
Kelly? Kelly Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Roger, you turn 82 later this month. You spent last
week. I can't hear you. Sorry.
You turn 82 later this month. You've spent last weekend on the pit box for all 24 hours of the Rolex. What keeps you motivated and keeps you going?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, I want to be part of it. I want to be on the ground with our team. I'm not sitting up in a suite, you know, looking at what's going on. And I think that's one of the reasons. And, you know, 24-hour race, everybody else is staying up. There's no reason I can't. Otherwise, I look like I'm not interested. And I think I need to be there with the good and the bad.
Jacob.
Roger, you were talking earlier that there's still things on the bucket list, but is there anything in racing across the spectrum that could possibly top tonight?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, to think about the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and, you know, we're in racing, we're not in baseball, we're not in football, and the fact that you could achieve the highest level of recognition is pretty special, and I'm not sure that I can sit here tonight and say, what's the step like that I could go to? I think this is, you know, with the people that are already in it and the ones that will follow me, I think it's a place in time that is pretty special, and I think it's at the top of the list.
Right back here.
Hi, Roger. Doug Coates from the Mooresville Citizen. With you being involved with both NASCAR and Indy, what's something that...
Can you talk a little louder for some reason?
Being involved in both NASCAR and Indy, what's something that you've kind of applied or you've been able to learn from Indy to apply it to the NASCAR teams or vice versa?
Well, I think we live in one shop. Everybody's in the same shop, and there's lots of coordination and discussion on engineering. You know, what our guys practice pit stops in the same area with an electric NASCAR car, electric Indy car. So, you know, all of that talent that's going over the wall, you know, has the same management. So I would say from the human capital standpoint, over the wall guys, they're working together all the time. And as you saw, we changed people up just, you know, for Joey in the last few races that made a difference. But, you know, on the engineering side, we see that. And then we've got people that work on the NASCAR side come over to Indy and vice versa. So I think it's just a cross-pollination and what people want to do. But we're going to put the best people in the position we think can make us the best. And I think we don't have a Mason-Dixon line or some line here that's a difference. It's, you know, we're an open organization for whatever can happen.
Well, Roger, congratulations on tonight. We have one more honor for you from the mayor of your hometown, Shaker Heights, Ohio, David Weiss. His name today, February 1st, 2019, Roger Penske Day in your hometown of Shaker Heights. So congratulations.
Well, that's a real honor to go back there. He didn't know what all I did when I was kind of cutting school there to go work on my cars, did he, in those days? So that's pretty good. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you at the track.